it seemed like it was another hot start for you guys. You were getting it right to the basket, getting your shots to go, and things were moving there early on. And I think you had to be pretty happy with your defense in that first quarter there. And then, you know, second quarter, they got the lead. You guys came back and took the lead and lead by one. But Colby kind of beat you guys behind that 2-3 zone in the second half.
Yeah, we needed to match up with it a little bit better. And our you know, they kind of spread us out more than we wanted to. We had guys kind of flying out of rotation. So we got to sharpen those things up a little bit. And then they made more shots than we needed them to, really. You know, we were going to sit back in that zone. And it's not that we were sitting back in it, but we knew that down low was going to be a chore to keep them out of there. So our best chance was to make them beat us from the outside. And, you know, they made the shots when they needed to and kind of strung a few of them together. So they pulled away a little bit. You know, we did a lot of good things, but the rotations could have been better. You know, we weren't very sharp on those, so that was a problem. But, you know, the big difference, I think it was about a two-point or about a two-rebound difference going into halftime. I think they had us by a couple rebounds. And I said if we could stay close on the boards, you know, we were going to give ourselves a chance. And the third quarter, they just kind of pounded us on the boards, on the offensive glass, and got some easy ones.
Yeah, that they did, and that was kind of the big catalyst for their comeback there. And it seemed like every time you'd pull to within one there in that mid to late third quarter, they would answer back there. And it just, I mean, it was good defense for the most part. They just made some good shots.
They did. You know, the Vaughn kid really had a nice game, shot the ball extremely well. Stapp knocked down a couple. And then, you know, when they put Kurth in there, he's a big boy to keep the ball out of his hands at the elbow. And that again, goes back to those rotations. I just didn't think we were rotating as quickly as we were supposed to, but we were rotating further than we wanted to, if that makes any sense. But, you know, we just got to do a better job and tighten those things up, and then we'll be right there. I feel like, you know, our guys did a lot of good things, but offensively in the second half, I felt like we kind of went back to that. They went on a run, so I got to answer it myself, and we didn't run a lot of offense. So we got to learn from those things, and it's kind of been a thing that's popped up in several of our games. So we got to be able to learn from those things and fix them, you know, in the down the stretch here.
But I think there's no question about it. This is a much better played game for you guys tonight here than the other night.
Oh, no doubt. You know, I'm not a big moral victory guy because in the end of the day, I mean, you came here to win and you lost. So, you know, on that hand, it's bad.
Yeah.
But I guess if I had to choose to lose, I'd rather lose like this. You know, our guys showed a lot of heart, a lot of fight, a lot of grit, and yeah, I'm proud of them because it's hard to rebound against those guys. And when you're so worried about that, you're going to give up shots. And if the team's going to make them that night, you got to tip your hat to them and move on.
Well, and you talk about your team's heart. It definitely showed there in the final minute. You're down 11 with about a minute to go there, and you guys make that little 7-1 run there. And you guys are forcing some turnovers there on their full court pressure. Colby had a hard time getting it in.
You know, when we're up against the wall, we've got guys that can do it. And, you know, it's been something that we've messed with throughout the season. But, you know, we usually play about seven guys, and that wears on the body, you know, when you're playing a couple games a week. So, you know, it's definitely something we've got in our back pocket, and maybe we go to a little bit more, especially if we think a team is going to struggle with it. It also helps us keep, you know, it'll help us keep them out of their offense too. So when we're in it, you know, we can do some things. We just got to stay out of foul trouble, and in the end, you don't really care about fouls, so you just, you know, you go 1,000 miles an hour and hope for the best.
Well, you have to bounce back here, and you're back home for two more games here starting Tuesday night with Ulysses. I know it's a team that struggled out of the Christmas break here, but they still have the tools that can make it a dangerous game, and you know it's going to be a tough one there, but you get two more home games left in this regular season.
Yeah, it'll be good to get back home and play a couple games, and, you know, hopefully – you know, we talked about in the pregame interview, you know, games like this, games like the other night could really mess with your team. But my team's full of character, you know, so we look forward to getting back to work because I know that they're never going to quit. I mean, we saw that tonight.
Yeah.
They could have, and they didn't. So, you know, I'm extremely pleased to get to work with those guys. And, you know, we'll look forward to next week, and hopefully we can, you know, put two good games together.
Coach Brian Gentry joined me here post-game. 51-46 Colby win. And, Coach, once again, thanks for joining me here post-game. We'll see you back at home next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.